Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. My mission in life is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today's topic is the three actions to get more out of your next sales meeting. Now, if you're in sales, then sales meetings are a fact of life. Use these three action items to get more out of every meeting. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I've been on every aspect of a sales meeting. I've put them on, I've organized them, I've planned them, and of course, sat in the audience for many years and complained like everybody does that they don't want to be there. Well, use these three action steps to get more out of your next meeting and quit complaining because you could be out shoveling something. So relax, enjoy the refreshments because they're always good, and just follow these three steps when you get to your next one. Almost robotically, we attend the quarterly or annual sales meeting and follow the exact same pattern. We race to find our group, our closest peers, our posse. Once there, we covey like a flock of quail. Where one goes, so goes you. What do you do while you're in your covey? Complain that you don't get anything from the meeting. Wish it was over, and then you race out of the meeting like someone yelled fire when it is finally over. Well, here's my advice. First, stop it. Quit acting like your time is so important that you can't spend a few minutes and learn something or help someone else to learn something. Secondly, use the following three action items to get the most out of your time. Number one, meet someone new. Watching the first few hours at a meeting reminds me of the term old home week. Everyone searches for their closest friends, reconnects, and tells the same old stories from the past. Remember when Lloyd backed the boss's car into the lake at the sales meeting? Or when Donnie fell asleep and fell out of his chair at the sales meeting 20 years ago? It feels comfortable in the socially awkward environment to find our closest friends and rehash old stories. As salespeople, we spend all of our time alone in our cars or across the table from a customer. This large group setting can be intimidating, even for someone who meets people all day long. Quickly get past that need to reconnect with those you know really well. Venture into the room and introduce yourself to someone you haven't met or don't know as well. Excuse yourself from your posse and make an intentional effort to sit at dinner with a completely different crowd. It's just an hour or so. If you don't like them, you can go right back to the safety of your group after dinner. When selecting a new person or a group to connect with, don't just focus on who you should meet to better your sales or your connections or who you should meet to better your career. Sure, it's good to meet and network with someone higher in the organization. However, just look for someone new. You never know how that interaction will help the company. Meet someone in operations, administration, customer service, distribution, or maybe even in accounting. Trust me, they feel as out of place at these meetings as you do. Well, number two on the list is find a new way to participate. This one requires a bit of a stretch on your part, but it's worth it. Look for a new or different way to participate in the meetings. If you complain that you don't get anything out of the meeting, maybe you should share your vast knowledge. Offer to give a presentation on a topic you know well or that you've been working on. If you don't want to be on the stage all by yourself, then suggest a panel topic and offer to be one of those on the panel. You attend industry events throughout the year, which means you see some great and some not so great presentations. Bring one of those great ideas back to your meeting. Event organizers, like your sales managers, are always looking for ideas to make their meetings better. Share with them what you see at other meetings that is working. Another opportunity is to suggest a subset meeting or topic. Now, let me explain. Bigger, all-inclusive meetings have to stick to topics that apply to everyone. Suggest a time period for a subset group meeting. In other words, here's an example. If it's a group of dairy nutritionists, you have to stay generic to everything about dairy nutrition. However, there are those that maybe sell inoculants and preservatives. Might be just a small group. Suggest a meeting of just those folks for a time period so you can network on that subject. Might add a little more value to your meeting. How about in a group of agronomists that focus on corn, beans, and wheat? Suggest a small group meeting on those that sell into the specialty market, fruits, vegetables, or organic or non-GMO. At this year's trade shows, I've seen hemp production has generated a lot of attention. While still in the early stages of forming, it might be an opportunity in certain areas. Legally, that is. Here's one last suggestion for finding a new way to participate. Offer a new idea for the sales meeting activity. This is a great one. Typically, what social activity does every sales meeting have? Golf. Now, if you like golf, that's great. One of my most proud achievements at our annual sales meetings was the fishing trip alternative. From the beginning of whatever you want to call it, from the 1960s, the 70s, and the 80s, the only activity at the sales meetings was golf. While many enjoy the game of driving around in go-karts and swinging a tiny stick at a little white ball 18 times, it's not my favorite activity. Plus, we were usually in some really nice fishing areas in this nation. So organizing a fishing trip option, my first sales meeting only got a few people to opt in. But within a few years, our fishing option was as much as half the team. One of the salespeople actually met and married one of the fishing guides that we hired, all because of a suggestion that we maybe want to do something besides golf. Well, number three on your list of the three things to do at your next meeting, connect with the external attendees. I can't stress this more. Your company will bring in speakers, trainers, experts, vendors, and all those types of people that come into your sales meetings and they sponsor maybe your happy hour or a meal for a chance to get up and talk for a few minutes. After they get done presenting, connect with them. While your company only hired them to present for a short period of time, they most likely have a lot more information or topics on their business. Most will gladly share this with you if you ask. Sure, they might want to charge you for it, but many will just appreciate the interest and gladly help you with information or connections. They work on their topic every day and have a lot more information at their disposal than you might think. I've had some of the greatest discussions and networked with some great people after they approached me at the end of my presentation. One really great way to engage a speaker is to ask if you can offer some feedback. Trust me, we always want to know how we can improve or connect our message better with our audience. Keep it constructive and it should come across as a positive thing. For those of you lucky enough to be in a position of planning a meeting, here's a suggestion to make your next meeting even better. Force the above three action items. I know that sounds terrible, but schedule time and activities that force people to meet someone new. Allow people to participate in a new way and engage the external audience. I call it forced participation. Yes, everyone will complain when you make them do it. However, they will like the benefits and the change up. One of the really unique ways, especially since you're the sales manager and should know a lot of the people, is have assigned seats so that everybody doesn't just sit with the people that they know the best. I was going to end this with a recommendation to quit complaining about meetings, but I really know that's not going to happen. So go ahead and complain, and then use these three action items to make your next sales meeting a blast. Good luck, and enjoy your next meeting. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to being the best ag sales professional you can be. If you ever have topics you'd like to hear about, or if you'd like to be a guest on a future episode, please reach out. We're always looking for new ideas and new guests. And as always, you can access more blog articles and training opportunities on my website at gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.